in Gethsemane,
Jesus prays, "Father, if this cup can pass from me, let it, but not my will, but thy will be done." The cup is the cup of separation. It's not of suffering. Jesus was not afraid to suffer or die. But he spent his whole life on this earth in communion with God. I never did anything he didn't tell me to do. I didn't say anything he didn't tell me to say. The one thing that Jesus did not want to have happen was to be separated from God. But Paul says, Jesus, who knew no sin, that means moral sin, became sin, became separated, to become like us. And see, God couldn't do it because God didn't have that choice. God could not be anything but God. Jesus, on this earth as a human, had the choice. And he chose to become us as human beings and to die for us. Now, Peter, James, and John were asked to watch. Why did he want them to watch? Did he want them to watch for maybe Judas coming? No, there were other people watching there. He wanted them to watch him and what he did in a difficult time. And what he did was get into God's presence. Three times, not just one, two, but three times they went to sleep on him because he thought it was all over with. These are the sins of omission. These are the times that we hammer ourselves for things that we left undone. And once we've repented and amended our lives, then we need to get back into God's presence. And this, what they, we'll have a time to hammer nails, but the hammering of the nails is hammering the old self. That old self is trying to live without God so that we can live with God.